Vous êtes avec SBS French. Retrouvez les rubriques sur sbs.com.au/french.
Now it's time to talk about a story that's been fascinating me for many years, I should say. The story of the little digger. Was he French? Was he not French? How did he arrive in Australia? And in this time of Anzac Day, I've got the great pleasure to talk to Anthony Hill. You're the man that brought this story to life, Anthony. Hi, and welcome to the SBS French program.
My pleasure. Thanks.
This story, like I said, has been just fascinating. It's not just me. Like, if you dig into the story of this little digger, Henri Honoré, it's absolutely just fascinating. Can you summarize what is it all about in a few words?
Yeah, well, he was a little French boy, but he lived somewhere along the French-Belgian border at the time of the Great War broke out in 1914. As the German army was advancing after Mons towards Lille, the villages were being bombed, the British army was in retreat. This little boy was in the street, running with the other people. He thinks he saw his mother lying dead in the garden. He was picked up by a British artillery unit. They went with him to Ypres, where some of the worst fighting took place. Yeah. And he was wounded. He was sent to an orphanage. He kept running away back to the soldiers at the front, until he eventually was given to the British Flying Corps, the Royal Air Force, to look after. And with them, he went into Germany at the end of the war at the armistice. And there on Christmas Day in 1918, he wandered into an Australian Air Force Flying Corps group and wanting to share their lunch. It was much better than the Tommies. And he was a very sweet little kid. He's only about 8 or 9. And they adopted him as a mascot, ended up taking him with them when they went back across Germany on the way home into France to Le Havre, and they smuggled him on board the ship across the channel in a sack, an oat sack.
Yeah.
And he got off, he spent time with them in England, and then when they came back to Australia, they smuggled this little boy back to Australia with them. And an airman called Tim Tovell was the man who particularly looked after him. And when they arrived in Australia, he was allowed to land, and he grew up with Tim's family in Queensland. Until when he was about 14, he came to Melbourne and went to into the Air Force here. He was hoping to become a pilot. He was getting naturalised when, very sadly, in 1928, he bought a motorbike. And on the way home from seeing his girlfriend, had a collision with a taxi driver and was killed.
Just to focus it on Spring Street, so near the Parliament in Melbourne, picture it.
Right by the Parliament House. It was, well, actually opposite the Windsor Hotel, but it's just by Parliament House, you know, there. And it was a very sad ending to his story. I've often seen, we don't know really who he is. We have his signature that he wrote when he was a little boy. He wrote Honoré Mem, Hwememe. We couldn't find that surname anywhere. I wondered if Honoré may have been a surname, but I don't know. They tried to find about him from the records when they were coming home. They did spend time in Lille trying to find something. But after the war, you know, records were destroyed. Everything was disarray. They couldn't find him. We still really don't know who he is. So.
Yeah, and something we know, he's buried in Faulkner. So if you're in Melbourne, Faulkner is, 10 minutes drive out of the CBD.
Yeah.
It's really not far. And this is where he rests in peace.
That's right. He was buried there. And they built a very elaborate grave. There's a large public subscription. The story touched people. It was this lovely story of kind of redemption after the First World War. So many soldiers, so many people's sons and husbands and brothers did not come home. And this little boy did. And there was crowds of people to see them when they arrived back in Melbourne. And they raised a vast sum of money when he died, was killed.
What's interesting is that he came to find a home. A lot of the boys had a home, left, and died in France. But this French soldier just came, lost everything, and found a home in Australia.
That's right. Frankly, we don't know who he is. As I said, I see Digger. They called him Digger, young Digger, or Henri, and they called him Henry. And, of course, when they were coming through France, I'm asking for somebody called Henry.
Yeah.
Did ring any bells? But I've often seen him, as the way I look at him, as a kind of unknown war orphan.
Yeah.
I really do. Every day, all around the world, every day there are hundreds, if not thousands, of children, you know, visited by war. And I see Henry Henri Digger standing for them. I really do. And it's a story that stuck. Of all the books I've written, this is the story that's really stayed with me.
Yeah, I was going to say, this first draft or book was published in 2004, with more than 20 years ago. Of course, like you mentioned, we still don't know more about him. And do you hope, first of all, do you hope that one day we will find out more about him, or part of the mythology is the fact, or the mystique is that the fact that we actually not too sure about this?
I think that is the position I take. Look, for his sake, I hope they do find out who he is, but for my sake, as a novelist, I hope he always remains a mystery.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a wonderful story. I think it's the father in me that appealed, you know, to people. Out of the horrors of the Great War, this terrible death and tragedy and destruction, out of it came this little story, this story of love and hope, you know, and redemption, to give, you know, another chance. What do you think you're doing?
Yeah.
They were met by a clergyman on the way home, an Australian clergyman. What do you think you're doing? I think I'm giving him another chance.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
And here at SBS,
the French program, at least, we'd love to be your companion in this, because it's a, like I say, it's a fantastic friendship story about our two countries, France and Australia. It ties it up together in a way.
Well, I've just finished the second draft of a dramatization of the story. It may be a play, it may be a film. I'd love to see it as a film.
Yeah, it would be. I mean, it's almost a film story, right?
Several times people have taken out the film option for the story, but nothing's ever come of it. And I thought, I'm going to have a go at it myself. I've already done a dramatisation of a companion book. It's called Soldier Boy, about the youngest Australian Anzac, which we remember particularly today around Anzac time. He was only 14, this boy. Jim Martin said he was 18 and went to Gallipoli and lasted 7 weeks. He died of disease. And the play is about that. Digger is a companion book. It's about the end of the war, and out of the ashes of war, hope coming, you know, and coming back. It's in France. It's in the, on the Western Front. The first one's in Gallipoli. This is France. It's coming home, and it's finding hope out of it all, rather than death.
What's interesting in Henri or Honoré's story is. Out of the whole drama that was happening around him, he lost his whole family. He lost who he was. He was able to reinvent himself, and he had a lot of chance on the way. He found the right person in the Australian Corps. He was on a boat, and the governor of Queensland was there and able to let him in. So there were a lot of chances on the way that made the whole thing possible as well.
A lot of good luck. The fact that the Premier of Queensland was on board. And he, when they got to Australia, rang the immigration officials and told them that if they'd let Digger land with the soldiers and with Tim Tovell, that the Queensland government would guarantee to look after the boy's welfare if Tovell turned out to be unable to do so.
Mm-hmm.
He gave those guarantees. It's a very generous thing to do. Mind you, Digger was not the only young war orphan to be brought home. There were several others as well. Yeah, he wasn't the only one, but the only one we really know about and whose story is so very touching. There was one who I think French as well. He came home and back to Australia and lived at Broken Hill for quite a long time. He died in 1950 or thereabout, I believe.
Okay. What do we know about Tim Tovell? Because out of his great heart, he gave a home and a place for Henri. He lost a son or a daughter, if I remember well, in your book at
he
some
lost
point.
A son. On the very day he wrote back from Germany to his wife to say he was going to bring the boy home. And we'll raise him as one of our own. One more in the family won't matter, he said. On that very day, his own son died of infantile paralysis. So when they got home, the family was just the same size. It's just that one of them was different. Mm-hmm. He later had, when they got home, a son and a daughter. And I think that's one of the reasons that Henry, as they called him, came to Melbourne. The family was getting a bit too big for him to support. But Tovell was an Englishman. They'd come out to Australia just before the First World War. When the book came out, a lot of wonderful things have happened, you know, since it came out. When the first came out, the RAAF Association in Melbourne, together with the Veterans Department in Canberra, they restored Henry's grave. The grave, digger's grave, had fallen into great disrepair. The statue of the little wharf and above it had been stolen. The gravestone was broken. It was really bad state. They made a whole new gravestone for him, a new grave. And the original gravestone now stands outside the headquarters, number 4 squadron, up at Williamtown near Newcastle. It was 4 squadron that they came, the ones who made him their mascot. They've really taken Digger's story to their heart. They really have, as their this first little mascot. There are photos of him there at the headquarters at Williamtown. Also, they now, every year, they award what they call the Tim Tovell Shield for the soldier or the airman in the squadron who best displays those qualities of compassion and loyalty and devotion to duty that Tovell showed by bringing this boy back, giving him another chance at life, even if at the end fate would not be denied. Yeah. He gave him 10 more years, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. If you had one request or word or something you could talk to the French ambassador or the French authorities, how can they help?
Well, the way they can help really is to see if they really can find who the boy is. I have a friend we met as a result of this book. She lives in Ypres in Belgium, and she has French, Flemish and Dutch. She has been trying for many years to find through the records someone who may answer to Henry's description, Henri's description, or Honoré's description. We don't know. And but so far, Annie has had no success at all. If anyone in the embassy has contacts in France or with the department at Lille, they may be able to see if anything arises at all. It'd be wonderful if they could. Wonderful for Henry and wonderful for his family, actually.
Yeah, absolutely.
If they could find out who he really is. He deserves that. We all need our real identity.
Yeah.
I think that's where they could help. Annie De Decker, she lives in Ypres, as I say, and she has been trying to, but so far has had no success in it. But I really do hope that something one day will come of it. It's one of these stories that doesn't end. You know, all the time something new is happening and developing it. It's with the Air Force, with the grave, you know what I mean? People still looking. Mm-hmm. And there are several people in France, I believe, are still sort of interested in trying to follow the trail, but at the moment nothing further has come.
If we want to read more about it or read about it, can you? Where is your book available? Where is your books? Where are they available?
It's still in print, Digger. It's called Young Digger. It's published by Penguin Random House. You can contact them. It's certainly available as an ebook, I know, but it's also in print. You can purchase it. Bookshops should be able to order it. I have copies myself here if they got onto my website. I have copies here. And but it's available as an ebook as well, and through Penguin, Penguin Random House.
Okay, thank you, Anthony. It's like I said, it's I don't praise always on anything, but this book is fascinating. The story is fascinating, and this is the reason why 20 years after you published the book, you and I are talking about it, because it's an absolutely fascinating story for anyone that's got to do with France or Australia. So that means a lot of people that are listening to us, you know.
And one of those bonds that are between our two countries.
Yeah, 100%. Thank you, Anthony.
Thanks, Christophe.
Vous écoutez le français sur Radio SBS.
Vous voulez entendre d'autres rubriques comme celle-ci? Écoutez-les sur Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify ou n'importe où vous obtenez vos podcasts.